coming to you live from the studios of the Clinch County News in Homerville, Georgia. It's the Behind the News podcast with Lynn Robbins and Blake Pittman. Good afternoon and welcome to the Behind the News podcast. I'm Blake Pittman, editor of the Atkinson County Citizen. I am joined today by Laura Nipper, production manager here at the Clinch County News. Laura, tell the people hello.
Good afternoon, everybody.
That was the most professional I've ever heard you say. Good afternoon, everybody. Well, Lynn Robbins is out today. He has a basketball game he's at covering tonight in Waycross with the varsity boys basketball, and his children are playing. So we got an interesting lineup for you today. We're going to be discussing middle school basketball news. We're going to be discussing area varsity basketball. The Homerville Police Department made a couple of interesting arrests that Laura's going to tell us about. We've also got letters to Santa we want to speak about this week. We got a future, was she a state senator, Laura?
Yes.
Yep. Future state senator visiting the area. Laura's going to update us on that. We're going to talk about all-region football team, talk about some softball news, Lanier County Board of Education, and a special election going on in the city of Lakeland coming up in March. But before we go into all that, we got to thank our sponsors, Lutz Brown Pigler and Manly Insurance Agency here in Homerville. Go check them out for your insurance needs. We're going to hear a quick ad from them, and we'll be right back.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to keep my farm covered no matter what.
Visit your local insurance folks at Lutz Brown Pigler and Manly in downtown Homerville, or give them a call at 487-5411. Welcome back to the Behind the News podcast. This is Blake Pittman. I'm joined by Laura Nipper, and we got a look at behind the news and what's been going on in the newspapers, hence the name of the podcast. First up on the slate, Laura, the Clinch County Middle School girls actually won the district title this past Saturday here at the Clinch County Clinton Cross Memorial Gymnasium at the elementary school. They played Berrien County and defeated them 38-32 to clinch the title. The girls are coached by Tammy Hatton. And let's see, they had a 9-3 record overall for the season. They were seeded second going into the tournament. They beat undefeated Hawkinsville 50-31 to advance to the finals. Since they were the higher seed, they hosted Berrien. It's a very interesting game. I was at the game. I kept the books for the game. It was very interesting. So congratulations to Coach Tammy Hatton and that girls' team. They were very excited. The boys' team finished second in the district. They won their first match here against Wilcox. That's who played Wilcox. Then they traveled to Dooley County Saturday and got manhandled, because apparently Dooley's got some freakishly big middle schoolers over
really?
There.
Really?
Oof. Yeah. I know it was to the point where they got a technical foul called on them for dunking the ball at halftime warm-ups, and we got to shoot free throws because they had middle school players dunking on a 10-foot goal.
Oh, wow.
The middle school boys are coached by Coach Joy Fitzgerald. Congratulations to him as well. It's always a feat. You know, we always like to grind out those winners over here in Clinch County. On to area basketball news. You know, finally, football season is in full swing here in the good old state of Georgia, especially varsity basketball. Did I say football?
You said football.
Sorry, basketball season. Good gracious. Basketball season. Football season is finally over after last week's state championship games at Georgia State Stadium. Erwin County finally won their state championship.
Congratulations to them.
Finally. We're glad y'all finally didn't choke in the big game. Congratulations, Erwin County. I am happy for them. Coach Nobles deserved that. Some of their players deserved it too. They know what defeat feels like enough in state championship games. I'm glad they won one. Anyways, I love you guys. I'm sorry. Lynn probably wouldn't let me say that. Just some area basketball news. We are, like I said, we're in full swing. Atkinson County is currently sitting at a 3-8 record, 1-5 on the region. They'll play a game tomorrow night, and then they're actually off until the 3rd of January. They'll host Eccles at home. Girls will start at 5:30, 6, and the boys are scheduled to start right after them. Lanier County are sitting at 10-1, 4-1 on the region. They'll play Erwin tomorrow in Lakeland, and then they will be off until January the 3rd, where they will travel to Charlton. Eccles County is currently 2-7, 0-4 on the region. They are already off. They won't play again until the third, and they'll be at Atkinson County. Now, Clinch County is the only school in our little area right here that is fully on play, and we are sitting at a 2-0 record, and that's because, you know, football lasted so long this year. And I guess we got to catch up with everybody. We only played two games, and that's 2-0. That's a region record as well. We will go to Calhoun on the 20th, then we'll go to Turner on the 23rd, then we'll host Terrell here on the 27th, we'll host Dooley on the 28th, and we'll host Brooks on the 30th, and then of course they'll pick up again around the 3rd. So check those out. If you want more information about those, check out your papers, or you can go on Max Prep's website and pull up their full schedules, their records by game, if they've been updated and whatnot. So yeah, check that out. It's an exciting time. Basketball is always fun to watch. Laura, you ever watch basketball?
I'm not a basketball fan. I didn't really grow up watching it, so I don't understand it a lot. You know, I mean, I understand dunks and I understand
put the ball in the goal and
but
score more points. You win, right?
Yeah, it's just not my area of expertise. Yeah, you know?
Not your cup of tea. All righty, Laura, we had some interesting police news on the front page of the Clinch County News this week. Why don't you fill us in on that?
Well, the Homerville Police Department has been working really, really hard, cracking down on, drugs coming through our town. They're cracking down on, speeding violations and just multiple things. A couple of things that they dealt with last week were, number one, they got a call about an employee stealing money from her employer. They went to the Family Dollar here in Homerville and watched security footage of one of the employees taking money from the drawer and putting it in her pocket instead of depositing, into her cash drawer, into the safe. And so when she was confronted about that, now this is according to the report, when she was confronted, she immediately quit, and then they couldn't locate her. And that was, I guess, what they needed to be able to issue a warrant for her arrest. So, on Sunday, I think it was Sunday, no, Saturday, they received an anonymous tip about her location here in Homerville, and they went and arrested her. Her name was Allison Jamela Ingram. So that was one thing. Then they received another call from the Family Dollar about somebody coming in and stealing AA batteries. Now, I'm only saying what was told to me. I don't know anything about this person. I don't know anything about whatever, but the AA batteries apparently are a big thing if you are making illegal drugs. And so anyway, this person stole a bunch of AA batteries, and that led to his arrest. His name is David Hunter Cox. Now, again, not saying that's what he was doing, because I have no idea, but I really had no clue that you could use AA batteries for that kind of stuff. I have literally no idea what goes into that kind of stuff. Anyway, and then on Friday, December the 15th, they were conducting a traffic stop and smelled marijuana and ended up searching the vehicle based on that that odor, and arrested three gentlemen. I think they were from the Augusta area, but that was, I think his name is Xavion Sims, Nataj Tanksley, and Kelawaro Jenkins. And anyway, they were all, the driver was charged with possession of marijuana with intent to distribute, possession of drug-related objects, possession of tools for the commission of crime, and with speeding. The other two, I'm trying to see which one. I'm so sorry. Jenkins and Tanksley were both charged with just the possession of marijuana with the intent to distribute, possession of drug-related objects, and possession of tools for the commission of a crime. So anyway, they were arrested in connection. And the assistant chief of police, Desmond DeLorenzo, just really wants to send out a strong message that they are cracking down on this, and they're being very vigilant and continue to arrest and aggressively prosecute anybody that comes through our roadways, just trying to distribute drugs, or, in the act of going to distribute drugs. So kudos to them for the great job that they're doing. And you know, it feels a little bit safer in the city of Homerville right now with all that they've got going on. It's almost every week that we have a new story of something that they are really honing in on and taking care of.
Oh, yeah, they're busy. I mean, you can look around and see the police are always having a fury of activity. I don't know what the word is. I mean, but they're busy. They're staying busy. And again, like Laura said, all we report is what we're given to by the police department. So we're never making any accusations or anything of that nature. Laura, why don't you fill them in on the letters to Santa section we've got going right now?
Well, all four of our papers had their letters to Santa section. Those are typically the first grade students of all of our schools. I think Lanier's actually included the kindergarten and first grade students this year. Yeah, it was a huge section. But they're super, super entertaining to read. Every year, there's always something that really pops out from a couple of the students. I think one asked for a Tesla. The other one asked for a shiny Rolex. Like, really, really funny stuff that that these kids share. And so anyway, make sure to pick up your copies of the Clinch County News, Lanier County Advocate, Atkinson County Citizen, and Eccles County Echo to see the letters to Santa from our first grade students.
That's right. Get you a copy today. You don't want to miss those. They're actually pretty funny. There's some pretty funny stuff in there.
There really is. You know, one time one of the letters was featured on David Letterman. He used to have a subscription. And so I think it was something along the lines of, you know, Santa, don't bring your reindeer in my yard or my daddy will shoot them. Yeah.
Yeah. So check those out. It always makes for some good memories. We're going to hear from our sponsor, Lutz Brown Pigler and Manly, really quickly. And we'll be right back with more Behind the News.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to keep my farm covered no matter what.
Visit your local insurance folks at Lutz Brown Pigler and Manly in downtown Homerville, or give them a call at 487-5411.
Welcome back to the Behind the News podcast. Laura, let's jump right into it. Give us an update. We ran this story in all of our papers about a future state senator visiting the area.
Absolutely. U.S. Senator designate Kelly Loeffler is going to be in our area on December the 26th. She'll be here at the Homerville Depot. And she is taking retiring Isaacson from the U.S. Senate. She'll be taking his spot. And so this is just a chance for her to get to meet the citizens, and everybody's welcome to attend. She's from Illinois, so, but she's, you know, grown up, I think, on a farm is what I understood. Mm-hmm. And anyway, Governor Kemp spoke very highly of her and recommended her to replace Isaacson. So she just wants to come out and meet the people. So anybody that's available to come out, that's December the 26th. I know it's the day after Christmas, but come out and meet her. She'll be there at 2:00 in the afternoon.
Is that all about it?
Mm-hmm.
And let's get back to some sports here for a little bit. Since football season is over with, they have released the all-region football team. Now, what that is, they take all the region teams, all the coaches go in and they pitch, you know, what player from their team they think should be included. And these guys don't actually get together and play anybody else. It's more of an accolade or you know, just being recognized. But we had 11 from Atkinson County. Let's see, we had
13 from Clinch.
13 from Clinch. How many from Lanier? Over
nine.
There? And nine from Lanier. So that's a good number. And have any from Eccles, because, of course, Eccles don't have a football team. But let's see. The three Rebels making first team all region were receiver Tyshawn Northcutt, running back Tyshawn Jordan, running back Tayshawn Northcutt, and offensive lineman Jorge DeLeon. Second team all region was Javonte Williams and Tyshawn Jordan as defensive backs. Honorable mentions included Norman Batten and Deontay Newsom for awesome offensive line. Tyson Browning as a defensive back. Ty Burch as a defensive lineman. And Kevon Alls and Delphon Myers as linebackers. Nine Bulldogs made all region. Let's see. We had quarterback Rashad Brockington made first team. Receiver Kish Wright, think I'm saying that right. Second team All-Region included Colton Hughes as a receiver, Jeremiah Smalls as a running back, Isaiah George as an offensive lineman, Keontae Hodges as a defensive back, linebacker Roy Johnson, and Anelius Dean as a defensive lineman. Kelvin Gaines made honorable mention All-Region as a defensive lineman. Let's see. I got some more here. 13 Panthers, including Zach Robbins, son of Lynn Robbins, who was named the Region 2A Special Teams Player of the Year. Yeah, so congratulations to Zach. Let's see. We had running back Michael Walker on first team, Tyler Moorhead, running back, first team and defensive back, Perry Williams as a defensive back, Craig Harris as a junior defensive lineman, linebacker Darius Dorsey. Second team included Carzell Thrower as a defensive lineman. I think that Booby played off defensive lineman. I thought he was a back. Anyways, and Daleel Carter as a D lineman, Xavier Trawick as a linebacker. Honorable mention list included Marcavius Grady as running back. Let's see, Charles Stevens. Is that Dozer?
Mm-hmm.
Charles Stevens, that's Dozer. I didn't know his name was Charles as a lineman. Drake Browning as a lineman, Michael Walker as a D-back, and Tawan Gordon as a linebacker. So that's a great list from just these three teams that we represent here. Congratulations to all those guys. That took a lot to read all their names. And in other sports news, before we get off of sports totally, Lakeland County, good gracious, Blake, Lanier County softball player was named State Softball Player of the Year. That's out of the entire class right now. Aniston Gano from Lakeland. She has Clinch County ties. Her mom was a Bass. Yeah, and so anyways, April Bass was who she was before. Now she's a gang living in Lakeland. But Aniston was a senior softball player, was named Class A Public Player of the Year for the 2019 season. She was recently also named Player of the Year by the GACA, the Georgia Athletic Coaches Association. Had a softball banquet at Lanier County. She got to speak at it. Aniston's always been a pretty cool girl. Her and Liliana are the same age. Liliana was going to school every day. We're really good friends. So congratulations, Aniston. That is a big accomplishment, and we are all proud of you for it. Laura, why don't you give us an update on the Lanier County Board of Education? We had a big headline about that on the paper on the front page this week.
On Monday, December the 16th, the Board of Education held their monthly meeting, and they heard a complaint about the middle school basketball coach. Apparently, several of the students and some of the parents got together and addressed the board regarding maybe just some harsh treatment of some of the girls from middle school basketball coach Will Watson. Their complaint was that he had degraded some of the players and asked them to just read the complaints from the students and from the parents and just think about how they would feel if their daughters were talked to that way. Now, another basketball player that's on the middle school team addressed the Board of Education herself, and she said that while Coach Watson had been a little bit harsh, that he had worked really, really hard with them and that he was fair and that he made her a better basketball player. So the board didn't make any comments concerning both speakers, and I'm sure that they're going to be looking into this a little bit further before making any kind of decision.
Okay. Well, that's pretty interesting. I'm sure they'll get to the bottom of it and find out what all is going on. Also, we had a special election. Something about a special election in Lakeland. Why don't you tell us about that, Laura?
Sure. The city of Lakeland is going to be holding a special election on March the 24th to fill the term for deceased council member Donald Patton. Qualifying dates are going to be January 6th, 7th, and 8th. The qualifying fee is $35. And then again, that election day is going to be on March 24th. So that was discussed at the city council meeting. And anyone who's interested in filling that position, you know, 6th, 7th, and 8th of January is the time that you need to go up and put in your qualifying fee for that.
Okay. Another thing I want to make people aware of is, you know, we got Christmas coming up next week. And so that's going to change up our printing schedule just a little bit. Instead of the Clinch County News and the Lanier County Advocate going out on Tuesday and the Atkinson County Citizen going out on Wednesday, we've moved our dates back now. We will all be putting all three of the papers out on Monday instead of the other days, except for Eccles. Eccles went out this past week. It's only a monthly publication. So the deadline for all three papers is this Friday, tomorrow at 5. We're recording this on Thursday, the 19th. Now, if it's an emergency and you absolutely have to get it in there, you can call us first thing Monday morning, and I will try our best to get it squeezed in there somewhere. But, you know, for the other stuff, it's going to be tomorrow, Friday, the 20th at 5 o'clock. Also, check out Ben and Blake's Excellent Adventure Podcast as we discussed Star Wars-related stuff, because the premiere of Rise of Skywalker is tonight. I'm actually going to leave here and go get ready and go be a nerd. Thinking something deep over there?
Yeah, I'm wondering if our deadline, if that's correct or not.
I know mine and ATCO is tomorrow at 5. It's got to be, because we're printing Monday. So, yeah, it needs to be tomorrow at 5, so final touches can be made this weekend.
Okay.
Because all the papers will be sent to the printer Monday.
Sorry.
I mean, they're coming to pick up labels and stuff tomorrow, if okay. I'm not mistaken.
I'm sorry. No. Go ahead. So anyway, proceed. I'm sorry.
So check out Ben and Blake's Sex and Adventure Podcast. We just talked about Star Wars this week. Joined by special guest Paul Fulton, pastor of the First Baptist Church. He's our resident Star Wars nerd. I was a little upset he didn't wear a Star Wars robe, but his wife did make some delicious, over deliciously chocolate croissants that we all enjoyed while we were recording. You can probably hear smacking on them. But yeah, check it out. This next week, we're going to be talking about Christmas related stuff. So give us a listen. You got anything else you want to add?
No, I don't think so. I'm a little bit disappointed that I wasn't invited to come and join the Ben and Blake's Excellent Adventure Podcast next week, speaking of all things Christmas, but it's okay.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you don't know much about Star Wars, so what were you going to talk about?
Oh, is it Christmas, Star Wars Christmas stuff?
I don't know about this past week. This next week, we might have,
yeah.
You know, we'll see.
Yeah, I don't care anything about being with any nerdy Star Wars stuff. You guys can have all of that.
You won't hear from us again, guys, again until after Christmas. So on behalf of the Clinch County News, the Atkins County Citizen, Lanier County Advocate, and the Eccles County Echo, and on behalf of Lynn Robbins, who is not here right now, we just want to wish you all a Merry Christmas. Hope you have a happy and safe holiday. Spend some time with your family, especially those that you love. I went to a funeral today, and some people aren't going to have a loved one there this Christmas. So make sure you hold them tight, spend some time with them. Anything else you want to add?
You know what? I do need to add this. So First Baptist Church in Homerville is going to be hosting the Voices of Mobile tomorrow night at 7 o'clock.
It'll be Friday night.
That's right. Yeah. And so anyway, everyone's welcome to attend. There's no admission fee or anything like that. And just come. I think they're going to be doing a great selection of Christmas music to get everybody kind of in the mood and thinking of the real reason that we celebrate Christmas. So
that's right. So check it out. So on behalf of Lynn Robbins and the whole AR Publications, this is Blake Pittman with Laura Nipper saying Merry Christmas. We'll see you guys next week. Bye.